From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Opposition leaders in Egypt are calling for a major push to remove President Hosni Mubarak from office. They're vowing to remain in Cairo's Tahrir Square until the demands are met. In Washington, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says heeding the demands of any one side is not the desired outcome of the crisis.
We have to see, again, the government sit with a broad cross-section of society that makes up, when I say the opposition, people that aren't in government, to get us toward the free and fair elections that we know ultimately will be a result of this.
Egyptian opposition figures have reported little progress in discussions with government officials. The Muslim Brotherhood says it may drop out of talks if its demands are not met, including Mubarak's immediate resignation. The White House budget director is suggesting possible cuts in funding for restoration projects in the Great Lakes. NPR's David Shaper says environmental groups are concerned that budget cuts could undermine efforts to clean up the region.
White House budget director Jack Lew says the president will propose cutting $125 million from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative next year. Some environmental conservation groups worry that Congress could cut even more from the programs to clean up toxins, restore wetlands, and improve habitat. Joel Brammeyer of the Alliance for the Great Lakes says full funding is needed to reverse decades of harm to the Great Lakes.
Contaminated sediments being dumped into our harbors, invasive species entering the Great Lakes from all corners of the globe, destruction of habitats, sewage overflows, closed beaches. And this is the experience that the 20th century left a lot of the folks in the Great Lakes with.
Brammeyer says the funding cuts are short-sighted, making the cleanup projects more difficult and more expensive in the future. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Former and current Bell California officials accused of misappropriating funds are now negotiating a plea deal. Exorbitant salaries and perks in the blue-collar city near Los Angeles sparked national outrage over highly paid public officials. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The reported plea deal would allow six current and former Bell City officials to spend 2 years in prison and repay all the allegedly misappropriated funds. The plea deal, however, was not extended to Robert Rizzo, the city's former manager who received a $1.5 million annual salary. Council members made about $100,000 a year for the part-time service. Bell is a city of 40,000 people where one in six residents live in poverty. Eight city officials in all are charged in the case. They have pleaded not guilty. All were in court Monday for a preliminary hearing to determine if there's enough evidence to bring the civic leaders to trial on the public corruption charges. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Asian shares are mixed this hour, with Tokyo's Nikkei average at a nine-month high. This is NPR News. North and South Korean military leaders met Tuesday inside the demilitarized zone dividing their countries to discuss the framework for higher-level talks. It was the first official dialogue between the two nations since last fall. The two Koreas hoped to try to defuse tensions over the sinking of a South Korean warship last spring and the North's attack on a southern island in November. Suspected torpedo attack on the warship, which left 46 sailors dead, North Korea says it was not involved in that incident. Prosecutors in Washington state have filed a new murder charge against Gary Ridgway. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, Ridgway is the notorious Green River Killer, who is believed to be one of the most prolific serial killers in U.S. history.
Investigators long assumed that 20-year-old Becky Marrero was one of Ridgway's victims. She disappeared in the early 80s, about the time Ridgway's killing spree began. But without a body, they couldn't charge him. Then, last December, teenagers found Marrero's remains in a ravine south of Seattle, and that's now allowed King County to charge Ridgway with a 49th homicide. Ridgway got a life sentence in 2003 as part of a controversial deal that required him to confess to all his murders. He admitted to about 70, but at the time, prosecutors had evidence to charge him with only 48. If he pleads guilty to the Marrero murder, that deal stands. But if he pleads not guilty and the case goes to trial, prosecutors would have the option of asking for the death penalty. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
And I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.